So guess what the theme of the readings is for today? The theme of the gospel, where the 10 lepers who are healed. Imagine being healed of leprosy, which just has totally ruined you. Leprosy is, your life is ruined. Totally ruined for the rest of your life, and you die and wasting away your body. Totally separated from your family, your friends. Imagine just a horrible way to live and die, in humanly speaking. And they were cleansed. All of them were cleansed. Their life was restored to them. They're just totally resurrected. And imagine how thankful they should have been for God. And only one returned to Jesus, thanking him personally. Amazing. You know, maybe there was terrible ingratitude for the other nine. I don't know. Would you or me have done that too? You know, they had to travel, and they were traveling, and then they were healed, and they were told to go to the priests, and they went to the priests. Maybe after that they could have come back and said thank you to Jesus. But maybe they're just so full of the joy of being cleansed and having their life restored that they just forgot their benefactor. And how many times have you and I all have done that to a greater or lesser extent? How grateful are you? Are you to your parents, to your benefactors, to your friends who help you? How grateful are you to people who do good things to you? Do you say, oh, they're just being good to me because they want something from me? So what? They're still being good to you. Still be grateful to them. My parents are good to me because they have to be, and so I take it for granted. We can be like that, and that's a lot of pride. Pride is the kind of at the root of lack of gratitude. Pride is the root of that, and humility is very, very quick to gratitude, quick to thankfulness. I don't deserve this. You know, pride says, I deserve it, you owe it to me, and so you owe it to me, or you're trying to get something from me, and so I don't need to say thank you to you, and even I'll be mean to you, even I'll be bad to you. Bite the hand that feeds you, kind of thing. We can even be mean to the people who are good to us. I'm sure you've heard stories of people who are being taken care of by other people and they're just nasty to them. It's sad, but happens. So gratitude is a great thing, it's a gift from God to be grateful, to always look to those who do good to you. And it's an outgrowth of love for your neighbor, for your benefactors, for your parents, your good ones, those who do good to you. But above all, we need to be grateful to God. You know, it's easy to look at the good things people do to us on earth, because we saw it, we felt it, we received it. But what about God? We don't see his hand, we don't see him, but we see everything he's given to us. First of all, we have the gift of life. We never did exist before. We were conceived, we didn't exist, and so why are we here? Why do we even exist? Because God loves us and wants us to be with him forever in the next life. But we have to do a lot of things in this life. Be faithful to him, stay away from sin. Part of what we need to do in this life is to be grateful to God, grow in love for him. And gratitude and thankfulness is one beautiful way of growing in love for our benefactor, for God first. Always loving God first, always being thankful to God first. And remember all the things you need to be thankful for, everything, good and the bad. Even the adversities God allows for our benefit, for our greater reward in heaven, for our purging away for our sins, for teaching us patience, and for giving us opportunity to help other people, charity. We can offer up our sufferings for our neighbor. We can help the world. We can wipe away our sins. We can show love for God, offer it all up to God. That's the adversity, but all the good things too. You know, we receive good things from God for two reasons. One, to enjoy them. And the other, to sacrifice them. Do we take all the good things that God gives to us and enjoy them, all of them? then we can be kind of selfish. We can forget him, say, I owe it. God owes it to me. He made me. He owes it to me to make me happy all the time. And that's not true. We don't deserve anything. We don't deserve anything good. We don't deserve anything. If God gave us everything, we deserve only, really, strictly speaking, punishment for all the sins we've done, because everything else is from God, even the good things we do. But we have cooperated with the good things he does for us, and so he will reward us. But we need to be thankful for every single thing. And so we should be thanking God a lot every day, all the time. And the more we thank him, the more we thank him from the depths of our hearts, the more we will love him, the more good we will become, the better we will be. And thankfulness entails giving back to the benefactor. So we can say, oh, thank you, Mommy, for all these Christmas presents, Daddy, for all these Christmas presents that I got, and God, for all these things that I have. Thank you for all these things, and I'll give you a hug for all of them, and then I'll enjoy them, and then I'll throw them away, or then I'll forget about them, and that's it. That's it. And then I'll go back to being the not less than perfect person that I am. Instead, we should always give back to the men, always give back a lot, always be extremely generous to God. You know, it reminds me of Our Lady of Fatima when she appeared to the three children. They were put in prison, and then when they were released, they missed their appointment with Our Lady. They were supposed to be there at a certain date, 13th of a certain month, and they weren't there because they were in prison. They were thrown in prison. And so when they were released, they saw signs that Our Lady was appearing outside the ordinary time. And so only two of them were together, the two girls, I think. And so they ran to get the third one, and they came back and they were late. But Our Lady was there, and she thanked them for rushing, for hurrying to be there. She thanked them for being there. You know, so this is God, thank God, God through Our Lady, thanking these kids for coming and hurrying to be with them. So if God can do that, you know, how much Our Lady can do that, how grateful we should be for all the good things that people do for us, even if that's their role. Even if, you know, you go to a restaurant and have a nice meal, and the waitress or waiter is waiting for a nice big tip, and you say, oh, I don't, you know, I'll give them 15%, or I don't need to give them any more. They're getting paid, you know. Instead, you know, you give a generous tip. You know, this is, you know, gratitude for, you know, even though they're getting paid for it, even though they're supposed to do it. You know, they were being good to you. They tried to be nice to you. They tried to be, unless they didn't, and then you can short them. But otherwise, you know, we need to be grateful for those who do things because they're supposed to as well. They do it, hopefully, with good grace, and you thank them. We always be grateful for everything. It's a sign. It's a part of a Christian love, Christian duty. To God and neighbor. So it's an easy thing to preach on. It's kind of like preaching about God's mercy. You can't offend anybody. The collection basket's not going to be any emptier or less when you preach about thankfulness and mercy. But it's a great, they're both really important things to learn and to practice. But maybe the hard thing to tell you is that you need to return. Gratitude means to return to God and return to your neighbor and be good to your parents or your benefactors all the time. And gratitude for the thing they did 20 years ago. You know, big things. Never forget all the good things that other people have done for you. And we should never forget God for all the things he has done in the past, he does today. And what do we give back to God? Obedience. obedience, always obeying his commandments, always staying away from sin, always trying to please him, and never offending him, because I am grateful for all the things he has done for me, and especially for all the things he's going to do for me in heaven, when we're gonna receive, think of all the good things in this life, magnify them 1,000 times or maybe 1,000,000 in the next life is what we will receive, and we don't even deserve it, but we are going to get it anyway if we are faithful to him. So let's be thankful now. Be thankful now for what you will get in the future from God if you are faithful. And we will be faithful as a means, as a way of showing our gratitude to God.
Fructum ventris tui.